Well, here it is, a spectacular, gorgeous, blue morning overlooking the Pacific Ocean in Southern California. And I get to be here with my dear friend, Mark Batterson. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. I see my happy place about 26 miles out in the Pacific, Catalina Island.
Why is that your happy place?
I have some amazing memories.
Okay.
We've gone there as a family. We've vacationed.
Okay.
It's a place where the atmosphere shifts, uh-huh. and I feel like I enter a place of rest.
So in other words,
Catalina.
So in other words, it ain't D.C.
It is not Capitol Hill.
Okay. I have one question for you this morning. I'm going to give you a foreign language word, and you tell me what it means or what you think it means. Sela, S-E-L-A-H, or Sela.
I love it. It's one of those mysterious Hebrew words,
yeah.
and neither of us are Hebrew scholars.
No.
But
well, speak for yourself. No, go ahead.
But it is. It's believed to be a rest in a musical score.
Right.
And so it's a pause. It's almost like a be still and know that I am God.
Okay. So I'm going to take a Sela from doing podcasts for just a few weeks. This is spring break time around the country, so I'm going to take a spring break, and I just wanted to tell the folks who are going to do that.
Yep. And now, Dick, some people call that lazy.
Well, I
but
know.
But we're going to call it rest.
But my mother isn't here anymore.
Good for you. Good for you.
So I haven't seen you since October.
Yes.
It was fun being with you in October.
Oh, what a joy. We had one of the most remarkable nights, stories I love to tell, and it was about 90 minutes of you just sharing some of our favorite stories that honestly we can't hear them enough. And what a joyous occasion. I can't wait to, this is, I don't even know if I'm asking a question that you can answer, but I'm so excited about the next one. Or how, yeah. Is there a way to even go back and watch that?
Go back and watch the DC one?
Yeah.
No, that's not
no,
online.
No,
what
no.
we're doing, we're experimenting with creating an audiobook with a live audience.
Yes.
Just to have good news shared in stories. So actually this next Wednesday night in Fort Collins area at the House of Prayer, we're going to do that again with primarily university students. And I think we are calling it Stories to Bring Us Hope, or to Bring You Hope.
Yes.
So anyway, I just, thanks for being with me. We're going to now go get some breakfast and hang out a little bit. So thanks a million. And I'm out. Batterson is out. I don't know who's in.
But we'll see you on the flip side.
Yes, we will. See you. God bless. Bye-bye.